Chapter 1 Communication, the role of communication. Introduction. Effective communication plays a vital role in the success of every professional and personal relationship. Becoming a skilled communicator requires you to learn the roles of every element of communication. You can use these elements in many ways, including public speaking, interpersonal relationships, media development, and business relations. The basic communication model consists of five elements of communication: the sender, the receiver, the message, the channel, and feedback. Firstly, what is communication? Communication is derived from a Latin word communicare, C-O-U-M-M-U-N-I-C-A-R-E, communicare. It means to impart. When we are talking of effective communication, we first discuss what is communication. The activity of conveying information, which can be through exchange of ideas, perceptions, attitude, feelings, intentions, expectations. All this ideally discusses what is communication. When I say expectations, is the sender, for example, living up to the expectation of the receiver? When I say exchange of ideas, who is communicating what and to whom? How is it put forward? Is it explained in a simple manner? For example, if we have developed a benefits package for the people within our organization, have we put it forward across to the people? What is the response or the reaction of the people in the organization? Are most of the people content with this idea? How are they dealing with it? So, it is very important that it is put forward effectively. Very often, what we convey may not have an impact on the opposite person or people the way we expect it to have a reaction. Very often, we expect the opposite person or group of people to react in a certain manner, but that may not be the case. This may be due to various reasons. One of the reasons can be that we can explain effectively, we can communicate in a persuasive manner, we can impart the information whereby the person will be able to figure out and see most of the aspects as beneficial to them. When we talk of communication, public speaking, for example, when we talk of public speaking, what is the focus on? You use persuasive appeal. Persuasive appeal, ethos, logos, pathos, E-T-H-O-S, L-O-G-O-S, and P-A-T-H-O-S. Ethical appeal, logical appeal, emotional appeal. When I need to persuade or convince, I have to persuade at all these three levels. All these three, the ethical appeal, logical appeal, and emotional appeal, are interdependent. So, if it is explained effectively, if we are able to convince the public the link between these three, and if we are able to put forward the ideas in a manner whereby we are aware that the public will get convinced, it is easier for communication to be effective. What do we mean by effective communication in this case? It means that there is an outcome. It means that it sorry, it means that there is an increase in productivity, and also to an extent we're saving funds. The basic communication model consists of five elements of communication. We will discuss each one of these. Before I go ahead, what do we mean by interpersonal relationships? The communication or the social association or connection between two or more people. When we talk of the communication or social associations between two or more people, how do the people interact with each other, communicate with each other, relate to each other? Let us first discuss one of the five elements of communication. Who is the sender? When I talk of the sender should ideally create and transmit a message. The sender's skills, along with the knowledge, plays an important role. When I say the sender's skills along with the knowledge, it also depends on the social cultural slant. When I say the social cultural slant, what does it mean? Who is the sender speaking to? Who is the receiver? Is the receiver updated on the kind of information the sender is putting across? When we discuss the sender, one very important aspect is that if the sender fails to send a clear message, then the receiver will not act in the required direction. When we talk of the receiver, do we convey the receiver with the information put forward? Yes, we must be able to do that. We assume at times that the receiver may not be that updated with information. So it is up to the sender to convey appropriately to the receiver. The sender must bear in mind that the message should be put across in a clear, logical manner. When I talk the message should be concise and to the point. Sending across a message which will create ambiguity or which can create confusion will probably have no outcome. When we discuss the channel, is it face-to-face, is it telephonic? And when we discuss feedback, it is the response of the receiver, an individual or a group of people, as to what ideally is put forward. What is put across to them, there is a response to it. That response ideally leads to an outcome. The sender plays a specific role of initiating communication. To communicate effectively, the sender must use effective verbal as well as non-verbal techniques. Speaking or writing clearly, organizing your points to make them easy to follow and understand, maintaining eye contact, using proper grammar, and giving accurate information are all essential in the effectiveness of your message. It is understood that whether it's spoken communication or written communication, the ideas have to be expressed accurately, clearly, they have to be precise and to the point. When we put forward the ideas in this manner, no matter what the receiver, when we put forward the ideas in this manner, the receiver is bound to pick up and absorb and hopefully retain the ideas. Effective grammar, a very crucial aspect of effective communication. Grammatical errors reflects not only on the writer but it also shows that the writer or the speaker is ineffective as far as communication is concerned. You will lose your audience if it becomes aware of obvious oversights on your part. When you're speaking to an audience, you have got to be extremely careful because the audience will immediately be able to pick up if any mistake or blunder is made from your side. It is very easy to pinpoint mistakes. So you as a speaker or an orator, or if it's written communication, it needs to be checked. The sender should have some understanding of who the receiver is in order to modify the message to make it more relevant. When I as a sender am preparing information, the focus should be you. One has to develop a you attitude. What does it mean? That I am not putting forward the points for myself. I'm putting forward the points for you. You being the receiver. So I need to understand some crucial points here. That how much or what do I know of the receiver? Who is the target audience? How do I explain to the target audience certain aspects? How do I put forward points which are effective and which will be convincing to the target audience? Message. In the basic communication model is this one. The sender is point A in the diagram. So from A, the message is going to B. The receiver means the party to whom the sender transmits a message. Now, who is the receiver? A person or a group who receives and responds to messages. The message includes both the sender's information and the receiver's interpretation of the message. So if you are the receiver, it means that whatever information I as a sender am giving to you and what you interpret through the information put forward to you, both are there on your mind. A receiver can be one person or an entire audience of people. In the basic communication model, the receiver B is directly across from the speaker. If we saw the diagram appropriately, A is the sender and B is the receiver. The receiver can also communicate verbally and non-verbally. The best way to receive a message is to listen carefully, sitting up straight and making eye contact. Whether the receiver is an active listener or the receiver is bored or non-enthusiastic or extremely enthusiastic, it'll all reflect. Do not get distracted or try to do something else while you are listening. Nodding and smiling as you listen to the sender speak demonstrates that you understand the message. It is important for the sender to know whether you are actually understanding. And this is better if you respond through eye contact, through eye contact with a smile or by nodding your head. Message. The message could be the most crucial element of effective communication. A message can come in many different forms, such as oral presentation, a written document, an advertisement, or just a comment. In the basic communication model, the arrow from point A to point B represents the sender's message traveling to the receiver. The message is not necessarily what the sender intends it to be. Rather, the message is what the receiver perceives the message to be. As a result, the sender must not only compose the message carefully, but also evaluate the ways in which the message can be interpreted. We just discussed a few slides back that when or if I'm the sender, the you approach is very important. When I say you approach, I need to ask myself that I as a sender am putting forward this message to the audience. The audience is a heterogeneous population, for example. When I say heterogeneous population, people with varied mindset, ideas, views. Now, when I put forward a message or messages across to you, it is extremely important that you understand it the way I expect you to understand it. This ideally can happen. That means the interpretation of the message can be at the same level as what the sender expects or wants it to be. If the message is explained in shorter sentences, maybe, if the message has a direct way of putting forward information, that means you as a receiver do not need to read between the lines. When I say you as a receiver do not read to need Sorry, when I say you as a receiver do not need to read between the lines, that means there is no scope for any confusion and the message is put forward in a manner whereby no other ideas or views actually can create confusion. When we talk of message, it can come in different forms. If it's verbal, it can probably be an email, a voicemail message. If it's spoken, a message via telephone, maybe mobile. So various ways whereby you can actually leave a message. When we talk of message, one very important point that how is the audience interpreting my message? So before I speak or write, I need to first think of who is the audience. How can I create an effective message? What tone or style must be appropriate when I convey that message? The message travels from one point to another via a channel of communication. Many channels or types of communication exist, from the spoken word to radio, television, an internet site, or something written like a book, letter, or magazine. Every channel of communication has its advantages and disadvantages. For example, one disadvantage of the written word on a computer screen or in a book is that the receiver cannot evaluate the tone of the message. For this reason, effective communicators word written communications clearly so that they do not rely on a specific tone of voice to convey the message accurately. What does this mean? Ideally, when I'm communicating to you, it is extremely important that we do not rely on a specific tone of voice. Now, if it is written communication, it can create a tone which may sound assertive, or it may not create a tone which is actually required to sound assertive. But we can yet put forward certain sentences which can explain assertiveness. We can yet put forward sentences in written communication which can show aggression. For example, if you have sent a third reminder to one of your customers, the written communication can be slightly curt because this is the third reminder you are sending across to them. So, as compared to the first reminder, the third reminder will have a tone which may not be appealing to the receiver. But in this case, there is no option or choice since it is a third reminder to the customers to pay for the goods. Whereas if I want to send a feedback form to the customers to understand their view as far as the product and services are concerned, then ideally, it will be a simple feedback form where we expect them to express their views. So this, in terms of written communication, will be very direct and to the point. And hopefully, the customer will feel it. The advantages of television as a channel for communication includes its expansive reach to a wide audience and the sender's ability to further manipulate the message using editing and special effects. When I talk of television as a means of communication, radio, television, newspapers. This is traditional media. It reaches out to a large audience. When I talk of television as a means of communication, one very important aspect is that a lot of editing and changes can take place if something is shown on television. So, what is shown across? Maybe there's a change or shift in the way the message is actually displayed. There can be manipulation at various levels, which probably can be effective depending on what is shown, what is it all about in terms of the product, and whom are we trying to convey. When I talk of television, the idea is that what exactly is needed to convey to the audience through television. So, in terms of television, radio, and newspaper, the audience is vast. And when the audience is vast, people can have varied views to that one message which is put across. But the purpose out here is that has the message reached appropriately to the audience? The last element of effective communication is feedback. It describes the receiver's response or reaction to the sender's message. The receiver can transmit feedback through asking questions, making comments, or just supporting the message that was delivered. Feedback helps the sender to determine how the receiver interpreted the message and how it can be improved. In the basic communication model, the receiver transmits feedback from point B to point A. As a result, the model has a cyclical appearance as the original receiver becomes the sender and vice versa. So if you have A as a sender and B as a receiver, and when you talk of feedback, B becomes the sender and A becomes the receiver. Now, what is feedback? It is a response of an activity to an audience. It is ideally verbal as well as non-verbal. Effective feedback can lead to increase in productivity and team harmony. When we talk of negative feedback, it depends on the attitude and perception of how the receivers feel. When we talk of feedback, it is an opportunity to improve ourselves, our services, and products. Ideally, how do you view feedback, especially if it is negative feedback? How do you take it? How do you view it to be? That is most important. When we talk idly of wanting a feedback from our customers for a product, do we really read the feedback? Are we working towards improving on what is mentioned there in terms of the feedback? Are we taking an opportunity to improve ourselves? That is one very important aspect of effective feedback. We continue now with approach. When we say approach, the timing of communication, the choice of medium, tone and point of view. Timing of communication is a very important and crucial aspect. If there is a delay in the submission of a project, it needs to be discussed immediately. So, when we talk of timing, it's a lot about urgency and the immediate requirement. When I talk of choice of medium, for example, radio was the first form of communication. It started during World War. So, choice of medium. What would be appealing to the target audience in choice of medium, or as far as the choice of medium is concerned? Tone and point of view. When we talk of tone, the tone and the words have to be in synchronization. Point of view would be our thought process, our perspective, our views, which are always based on our knowledge, experience, maybe to an extent academic qualifications, maybe with the kind of people we are with, our immediate surrounding, a lot of aspects when we talk of point of view. Of course, when we talk of point of view, who is the target audience? The target audience will always focus on key points which are put forward. That means I need to have a clear idea as to what do I need to mention to the target audience. Is it required at that point of time? Is it necessary for me to give all the information which I have, or is it fine to give limited information? Recognition of the audience. Who is my target audience? If it's an email, who is the person who's reading my email? Is it that I'm writing to a person who's my subordinate, or I'm writing to a person who is the person at top management? So there will be a difference in my way of communication. Direct and indirect presentation, that means ordering of evidence and conclusions. Persuasive strategies and rhetoric appeals. When I talk of rhetorical appeals, what is rhetorical appeals? First, we talk of logos, pathos, ethos. These are persuasive appeals. When we talk of ethos, logos, pathos, these are persuasive appeals. Persuasion is influencing the mindset or attitude of an audience. We talk of ethical appeal, emotional appeal, logical appeal. When we talk of logos, logical appeal. When we talk of ethos, ethical appeal. And when we talk of pathos, emotional appeal. For example, if I need to convince a target audience to buy an insurance policy, the emotional appeal will be more to do by discussing what will be the safety in terms of the policy for the people who've got themselves insured. The logical appeal will be all the facts and figures which are put forward. So we have the emotional appeal, logical appeal. Ethical appeal, we do not hide facts. We are very clear-cut as far as facts are concerned. We need to express our facts appropriately, thereby not hiding information and being direct and transparent with the individual. Then we talk of all these aspects being essential to effective communication. At this stage, you have to ensure that the timing and the choice of medium are appropriate for the purpose, the audience and the material. Am I giving any material in terms of handouts, brochures? Am I sending you an email, for example, whereby you compare both the policies and you realize which is beneficial for you at that juncture? Your tone is appropriate to the purpose, audience, and material. You've checked that the material you plan to use in your communication is made relevant to the reader. That means, is it of importance to the reader? Does it concern the reader? You have taken necessary precautions and are certain that conclusions are presented directly. Whatever you need to state, you have put it forward in the simplest of manner as far as words are concerned. It is in a very direct manner. There is no ambiguity or confusion for the reader. When you are talking of conclusion and evidence, we are also talking of an audience which may be hostile or unsympathetic. So we need to understand, no matter how the audience can or will be, we have to have information put forward in a manner which is appropriate. Depending on what the situation is, the information may be put forward in an empathizing manner, and it goes systematically. That means information which is structured. You further need to check that persuasive strategy you wish to adopt incorporates a mixture of rhetorical approaches. That means, again, we talk of logic, feelings, ethics, credibility. When we talk of a person like Ratan Tata, what comes to our mind? Trust, credibility, reliability, reputation, esteem. So we have to instill those kind of thoughts, views and ideas in the mind of the reader. That happens over a period of time. That happens on the kind of work you have done so far as society is concerned and as far as your business is concerned. And that also happens with your intentions as an individual to see to it that the concern of the audience is of prime importance to you. Development. When we talk of organization, logical arrangement and sequence, evidence and support, that means it goes in a logical manner, the information which is put forward. What do we mean by this? Being coherent. That means it is having facts, figures which are put forward in a logical manner. Knowledge of the subject, quality of reception, analysis and insight will assist you to develop your message and ensure it is clear and complete. I need to have enough information as to who the audience is or who the reader is. I need to have enough information to know to a great extent what is it in terms of the audience being able to receive information. I also need to understand what is the audience's view, perception, idea, attitude towards a particular subject. This will make it easier for me to prepare the information. This will make it easier for me to appeal to them, since I'm aware of their thought process. Please check that material is arranged in a logical and coherent sequence. Conclusion or closing restates the argument and identifies the action to be taken. Examples are relevant, specific, detailed, sufficient and persuasive. We need to understand that when we give examples, we're doing so to convince to a great extent. When we give examples, they are relevant to the particular topic. It makes it easier for the audience to be receptive, and it makes it easier for the audience to agree to what you are putting forward. You have to provide adequate references and quotations in support of your argument. Any argument has to have sufficient information to reach to a conclusion. When we talk of any argument, it means that we come up with an effective way of communicating to the audience with the intention that there is an effective solution which is appealing to the audience.